Ken, Susan, yesterday the Michigan Supreme Court heard arguments for whether the referendum on Public Act 4, that's the emergency manager law, should appear on the November ballot. Now, as a little refresher, the State Board of Canvassers was asked to determine whether the petitions were printed in the correct font size. They deadlocked, and the issue went to the Michigan Court of Appeals, which made a confusing ruling about precedent. So now we're at the Supreme Court. Susan, what did each side argue before the court?
Well, the court was trying to decide whether or not they would take up the issue at all. So this was a, you know, kind of a pre-game hearing to some degree. And the arguments are pretty familiar if, you know, people have been following the issue. Stand Up for Democracy, which is the organization that supports this ballot initiative to repeal PA4, claims that their font size meets the standard, which, you know, it says it has to be 14-point font on your petitions. And so they say that's all fair and legal. It should be on the ballot. John Peerich is the attorney that represented the Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility. They're arguing that it doesn't meet the standard. And so, you know, there's a lot of technical discussions going on with people showing blow-ups of font sizes and, you know, consulting with experts on that very specific issue.
Ken, how strong is this argument that the font size is too small, especially when we look within the context of how the court tends to rule on these things?
I think the argument is extremely weak. We're talking about the print size on the petitions that you ask people to sign. And there's this sort of anachronism, if you will, because the law really refers to printers' blocks that, for all practical purposes, aren't used anymore. We use computers. But if the Supreme Court is going to keep this off the ballot because of this, they're going to need a very, very good explanation of why they arrived at that decision.
Well, you know, another question emerged during the arguments about whether the Michigan Supreme Court could force the Board of State Canvassers to place a question on the ballot. Susan, beyond the font size, that's a big question that could have lasting impact depending upon how the decision comes down.
That's true. And, you know, the Board of State Canvassers is, you know, supposed to be in place to determine questions like this, you know, not the courts, although, of course, that's the, you know, avenue of last resort. So it's kind of striking to begin with that the Board of State Canvassers was split on this issue and that it did have to be litigated because, you know, in the past we've seen plenty of very controversial ballot questions and, you know, we haven't seen issues like this.
If the Supreme Court says, no, we're not going to force the Board of State Canvassers to place the question on the ballot, that four-person bipartisan board suddenly becomes very powerful, but it could also become a place where ballot initiatives go to die, considering that they could deadlock on every politically contentious issue that comes before them, like they did with the PA4 referendum. Ken, what do you think? Should we be concerned about that?
Well, there's actually a pretty simple remedy to this. The Board of State Canvassers is a four-person board, two Democrats, two Republicans, and I think the simple, elegant solution is you make it a five-person board and you appoint one independent. So you wouldn't be able to deadlock. I think that is something that ought to be looked at. The other thing I think the court could do to help this along is basically direct the legislature to clarify this problem, which, as I said, is really an anachronism. The current standard is based on something we really don't do anymore, because of modern-day computer technology. And I think the court could help us down the road by simply directing the legislature to clarify how to look at font size.
Susan, any idea of when we might have a ruling from the Supreme Court?
I would assume sooner than later. You know, their session is going to end, you know, within the next week or so. And when it comes to issues like this, they're usually very timely. So I would expect probably sometime within the next week to hear if they will be pursuing this case.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.